ninth parakah of Pulin, eighth mission. Eva vazim adon ba'odam tahorim. If you have a limb of a person or a flesh of a person that's dangling, detached and still dangling on the person, it's not yet metame, because it's still connected, even though once again it's definitely going to eventually fall off. Mesa adam. If a person died, a basa tahor, because like we said in the previous mission, misa oisa nipo, when it died, we treat it as if the meat has been detached from it before he died. Therefore, it's not a mace, it's just flesh of a live human being, which is not matame. But the eva is matame shem eva menachai, because eva, even if you look at it as if it was removed before the person died, but it's still eva menachai, which is matame, and matame shem eva menamace. It doesn't have the tzivri of mei, it doesn't have the tumor of eva menamace. What's the difference if they're both matama? The difference is if you have this whole eva with a lot of basar on it and you remove the basar. Eva min ha-meis, the basar is matama mishum meis. Eva min ha-chai, only in as much as you have the entire eva together, it's matama mishum eva min ha-chai, but the basar itself is not matama. Rabbi Shimon mitaher. Rabbi Shimon says that this is tahor. Why? Because he's talking about not the eva itself, but he's saying that if a gezeis of basar, or even if an etzim was removed from this eva, it will be tahor. Because he holds that a gezeis of basar, eva that falls off of eva menachai, is removed from eva menachai, is not matam. Only when you have the entire eva together is in the matam.